Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letters were sent in response to the proposed development of the Collingwood Terminal site. I attended the presentation on November 27 describing the public lands portion of the Terminal's Point project. The plan is excellent. Sadly, we are told that to finance it we have to accept a completely inappropriate, massive, private development of multi-million-dollar condominiums. I further learned that the hotel and restaurant will be on a 99-year lease from the town of Collingwood, who will still own the property. It seems like a huge and potentially risky liability for the town to assume as a landlord. I look forward to the public consultation for the Terminal's Point buildings next spring to shed more light on how these issues will be addressed. We need alternative solutions to what's being proposed. Anne Braley, Collingwood, Aunt. After reading the numerous replies from Rhino Stradioto's letter, I am in agreement. Collingwood is not Toronto and does not require a 24-story condominium at our water's edge. We can barely see our beautiful Georgian Bay with the new developments that are presently underway. Clean up the terminals, with perhaps a less predominant project proposal. Collingwood cannot support the infrastructure required for the increased traffic the Terminal's Point project will cause. We are a small town, with an amazing waterfront and a backdrop of the Blue Mountains. Please leave us beautiful. Heather Lark, Collingwood, Aunt. Whatever happened to the Collingwood height bylaw? There was considerable public pushback following the construction of the 8-story Rupert's Landing Tower. As I recall, the council at that time listened to resident concerns and implemented a height bylaw so that nothing that tall would be built in the future. The sentiment expressed in recent letters is spot on. How can this council now be endorsing a building that is 3 times the height of the Rupert's Tower? Jim Higgins, Collingwood, Aunt.